This week's episode of News AF is coming right up. First, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor. Those are friends over at True Car, because if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you are really looking for is a price that actually means something. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including the fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership. True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one that you want from the comfort of your home. And how do you know if your true price is a great price? Because True Car is going to show you what other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealers know this, so they set up their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. We are back live once again on the day AFTER Christmas here to talk about the most interesting news stories of the week of December 26, 2017 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, we are here live. Happy holidays, everybody. How's it going? Tyson, are you off to go return a bunch of gifts that people bought for you that you obviously would not like?
Yes. No. I got everything I wanted, which was almost, which was some gift cards, some socks. That's about all.
That was all. Can't go wrong with a gift card, right?
And a bunch of candy.
Unless it's to a store you don't like.
Yeah. Right. Like, well, it's actually a cash card.
Oh, can't go wrong with that, Danny Bryson.
Yeah. A Visa gift card.
Yeah.
Where would be a store that you could get a gift card and you would, you just would be like, shake your head and you'd throw it in the trash rather than use it?
Well, a Subway would be funny, but I think I'd use the Subway one.
Like a Metro card or the sandwich store?
No, the sandwich store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that was funny too, but like you, I would use it because I do go to Subway on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
They did just shoot down
Subway for a really long time, but I would go if you gave me a gift card.
Boy, are you hinting that I should give you a gift card? Sounds like you're fishing for a gift card.
Well, I didn't get a present from you yet.
It's in the mail. It's gold.
Okay.
Super expensive.
Oh, it's
but
heavy. Yeah.
They're shipping it from far away, so it might take a while.
Ghana. I had a lousy holiday. I got sick.
Oh, Rob. You got sick?
Yeah. You know what? My kids were sick last week, and then by Friday night, Dominic was throwing up, and then by Saturday night, it was the worst case scenario where I got sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because before that, it's fine. When your kids are sick and your wife are sick, you're like, this
that
is okay.
That was fine. It was manageable. But then at the point where I got sick, that was really, you know.
Was it worse for you? Do you feel like maybe you suffered a little bit more than
manlier, version?
The worst part was when my older son was sick because I had to take care of him because my wife wasn't home. That was the worst part. That was worse than me actually being sick because he just was throwing up in his bed and also having explosive diarrhea at the same time.
Oh.
It was just really, I really wish my wife was here to take care of this. And
Is this a bug going around the area, or you guys are like a
single
thing scenario
as they got? I never really got I was never they seem to have a stomach bug. I just had a really bad fever, and now it's sort of turned into a cold.
But. Sounds like your house for a little while looked like a scene from The Hot Zone or whatever it is.
I don't know what was going on.
Plastic sheeting hanging up on the walls, human fluids everywhere.
Really,
that sounds awful.
Really, really terrible. Yeah. So sort of
good
put
thing
a
that place is a rental.
Yeah. The good news is I haven't overeaten like I normally would at Christmas, so that's the one positive.
Oh. Yeah, you look gaunt for sure.
Yeah, very gaunt. That's what I'm going for. So I don't have to go as crazy with a New Year's resolution this year. That's been the one upside.
Oh, good.
But it's been rough. It's been rough, and my wife wanted everything to be perfect, and it wasn't. So it's a sad story.
It'll never be perfect.
Well, No. Yeah, that's. Did you ever explain to her about humankind?
And no.
That nothing is perfect.
No, no. So it's been it's been a little bit of a down holiday season. Hopefully, yours was better, Danny.
Well, I hope maybe things will pick up for you once you get my golden
gold brick.
Oh, you sent to both of us?
Yeah, golden Kegel eggs.
Okay, good. They're less porous than jade, so yeah. They should be safer.
Well, I'd be afraid to use a golden Kegel egg because I'd be afraid that if somebody saw that come out of me, then they'd say, oh, we better cut him open. I bet he's filled with them.
Yeah.
I'd say, no. I just put that one in there to do my Kegels.
Not me. This is what I would sell him on. It'd be like, I actually lay him. So if you keep me alive, I will always.
You don't want that life. The golden goose does not live a good life once he's discovered.
Yeah.
He's chained up.
I'm just
put in a dark basement
floor.
They're trying to come up with ways to milk out that golden egg. It's going to be unpleasant.
Yeah. So
okay. So you're saying no golden goose life for us.
No golden goose life for us, sadly. Okay.
So, Rob, did you still have a Christmas, though?
Yeah, mostly I was sick on Christmas Eve. That was the worst of it. And then I sort of rallied to Christmas Day. So everything went fine on Christmas Day, but we didn't really do anything. It was just that.
So your Christmas Eve went like this. Nicole, you're going to have to wrap and prepare everything. I'm too sick to help. I want to help, but you're going to have to wrap and you're going to have to set up all the stuff.
Yeah. It was a lot of like, can I just go lie down? Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? Cause you seem like you're mad at me. That is like, I'm not mad. Well, you're saying that you're not mad in a kind of a mad way. Are you actually not mad or you're really not mad?
Actually, Rob, it sounds like you had the more authentic of Christmas experiences. You experienced Christmas the way people back in Jesus's time did.
Yeah.
With dysentery, illness, pain and suffering. That was authentic. You got the real Christmas.
I would have been fine to go sleep in the barn with Mary and Joseph and just like, please leave me alone.
Honestly, though, Rob, you would have died from that illness that you had. And you would have been like the oldest person on the planet.
So, they didn't have any Dayquil? That's not what the wise men brought?
No, the wise men brought frankincense and myrrh. So I don't know if those are medicines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are medicines too, though.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then it was just like a big toy orgy for my kids. And that was over in like 9 seconds on Christmas morning. And then they just cried the whole day about fighting over what could make it open next.
Yeah. Bergen woke up this morning and was like, let's go open presents. And I was like,
no,
nope, that was yesterday.
Yeah. But there was, I have to say, there was a sheer, unadulterated 12 seconds of joy in the morning.
Oh, you got 12 seconds?
Yeah.
That's nice. And you watched your kids open?
No, of them like, oh, look, we have presents. And then it was fighting over, I want to open this one. I want to open this one. Open this. I don't like this. Okay. What's next?
How much joy did you get out of it, Danny?
Like Rob, my Christmas deteriorated slowly over time. One kid had a breakdown. So it led
one?
To yelling.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, well, the other two, man, my youngest had a breakdown, but that's just because sleep related, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't Christmas related. But the oldest one, he had a legitimate Christmas meltdown, didn't get what he wanted. I contemplated piling all his belongings and setting them on fire. I was very upset.
This was Beck?
Yes.
And what
he's
did
normally
he want?
A good kid. So his little brother got a DS. Is that what they're called? The Nintendo DS?
Yeah, Nintendo DS.
And that's different than the Switch? That's not the Switch?
Yeah, this is old school.
Okay.
And so he was going to get one, but he was getting it from somebody else. So he just thought he wasn't getting one. And his little brother was getting one. It was just so stupid. I was so pissed off. I hate Christmas. In some ways, I really do.
I thought you didn't do gifts for your kids. Really.
Okay, I don't. But my kids have three grandparents, so every grandparent gave them at least 3 to 5 gifts.
Oh man!
So it was still a disgusting display of consumerism, just right there under the tree. It was too much. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like seriously,
yeah,
this is out of control. That didn't matter that we cut back. Nobody else did. You know, grandparents right. like to spoil, and they can do it without any of the repercussions. Mm-hmm. So they yeah. didn't have to listen to my 8-year-old have a breakdown over what he didn't get. I wanted to show him that video of the kid who opened up the cutting board. Have you ever seen that video?
No.
So this kid in some faraway country opens up what looks like a tablet box, right?
Okay.
But inside it is a cutting board, and he starts to cry. He goes over and gives his mom a hug.
He's so happy. He's
super grateful. He's talking about all the things he's going to make for her. And then they give him the tablet. And I just wanted to show that to my kids and be like, this kid was happy getting something you don't even know what it is.
Wait,
or
he
what
got
it's
an
for.
iPad and thought it was a cutting board?
No, no. So I think they put the cutting board in the iPad box. So when he
as
took
a joke.
It as a joke, but when he took the cutting board out, he was so excited to get a cutting board. And he was telling his mom all the things he's going to make for her, and he's crying.
Was he pissed when he got the iPad?
No. Then he was super excited.
Okay.
You know, but I was like, this kid's excited over getting a cutting board, something you have no experience with.
Yeah.
You probably don't even know what it is. It's an ancient tool for something. And here you are with like surrounded by electronics and everything you could ever want, and you're yeah. still bitching and moaning.
Danny, you know, I tried to tell my wife this yesterday, and she said that I'm a Grinch and I'm ruining yep. Christmas.
Yeah, she's been brainwashed by corporate America.
She said, I'm the reason why it's bad.
Yeah.
Big
yeah,
Christmas.
Big Christmas.
You're a victim of Big Christmas, Rob.
Let me tell you my idea that to save Christmas.
Christmas.
There's all these toys. I haven't worked out a name yet, but this is like some sort of like Christmas power hour that I want to set up.
I'm telling you right now, Big Christmas is already gathered in a dark room filled with rich, you know, wood. Dark wood tones with yeah, brandy and cigars.
Mar-a-Lago yeah. or wherever.
And they're rubbing their hands, trying to come up with a way to sell you even more useless garbage next year. They've already started
they're
that
already
process.
They're like,
how early can we begin playing Christmas music? And every year it's a week earlier. They've got it all the way out in October.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just Big Christmas is the
yeah,
most
I'm a
powerful
big believer
lobby.
In, you know, the more of something you have, the less special it then becomes with this Christmas stuff. But here's what my proposal to save Christmas at my house is that we yeah. have, okay, there's all these presents. All right, same thing. But instead of, let's wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and then tear open all the presents and then we're done at 6:20 and now we have nothing to do the rest of the day. You open one present an hour and at least you have one hour where you have to play with that toy before you open a new toy, and then
it won't work. No, it won't work because now you've given yourself a job, and your job is 59 minutes of fighting your kids to get them to avoid going near the tree or opening any of the
Stop
gifts.
That.
You just
put
give
that
yourself.
Down. It's is it 8 o'clock yet? Is
exactly.
it 8 o'clock?
Exactly. Yeah.
You could open, you could hide them all though and bring out a new one every hour.
You've still given yourself a job, and that is to police the gift giving and the countdown and the kids asking how much more time and how long it's been. And it just won't work. You've given the
okay,
best thing
here's
to do,
the idea.
One gift.
Here's the idea. How about you hide the gifts in different locations around the house?
Oh, like Easter.
They open a gift. Yeah, but they don't know, so they open the gift and they're like playing with it, and then they bump into a little pile of gifts like a little bit later, so it does spread it out a little bit more.
Look, the but only way, guys, we win the war against yeah. Big Christmas is we give one gift, or we give gift to other people. This the gift orgy needs to stop.
Yeah,
they want you to think that in order for kids to be happy, you need a pile of presents under the tree. That's just something we've been told. One gift should be enough. A warm meal should be enough. So the only way we beat
warm
Big Christmas...
Warm meal's a tough sell.
I know, that's a tough sell. That, yeah, that's good. Things have to be pretty bad for a warm meal to be a happy Christmas. So let's try for one gift. If everybody just switched to one gift, it would crash the economy. But I think we would all be much, much happier in the long run.
Yeah.
Huh. At least the parents definitely would.
Bergen's still at that age where we want her to be super excited about Christmas.
Yeah.
But she really is not. she's excited enough, but she's still like, Dad, you open that one for me. And I'm like, no, you open it. That's part of the excitement. And she's like, no, you open it. I was like, okay. So we all took turns helping Bergen open her gifts. And then she was focused on like the squishy donut, the squishy $2 donut toy that we got her, as opposed to, you know, all the other cool stuff.
Yeah.
Well, guys, let's set our calendar and let's get an early start sometime in August. Start the offensive against Big Christmas.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we have our poster child for the war against Big Christmas. Are we on the front line of the war? We're not.
I'm not. Look, I don't think it's a battle I can win.
Well,
we can win this battle, Tyson. Just need optimism.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't say that we're fighting necessarily the corporate overlords, because who needs that noise? I think we're just
like those guys. They're like our friends. We will be willing to.
At the end of the day, those guys aren't creating that much problem. We're each involved in our own civil war at our own houses.
Okay, that actually sounds harder to win that war than the war against the corporate overlords.
Like, this isn't like we're not avoiding saying Merry Christmas in our house or anything like that. We're just in this war against the toy orgy that goes on on December 25th.
But
the torgy. But that being said, there is one man who may have the right idea, and that his name is Adrian Pierce. And 50 years ago, he was going out with a woman, and he was 17 years old, and she gave him a present and then broke up with him. And he still holds on to the present and has not opened it in 50 years and still brings it out every year.
Yeah, he's totally over it.
That is so. Here he is. I can see a picture of him. He's holding it up proudly. Dude, this gift has controlled him. Every time Christmas nears, he obsesses over this gift. She won. Just open the gift or burn it.
I bet it's terrible. I mean, she gave him a gift and broke up with him. It's not like she went out and got him like the greatest 8-track cassette out there and then dumped him. I'm sure
it could be some
junk.
Golden cufflinks. I'm sure.
Does he just like to have his heart ache? Like, why is he just like, because he could end it. He's in control, but he's not in control.
Yeah. Every year he tears his heart open afresh.
Yeah. Mm. Now, he is married. He is now married to a different person, obviously. He has
not
children.
Not one that he wants to be, apparently.
He would bring the gift out every year and put it under the tree at his house until his wife eventually told him, enough. Stop with the, stop bad. Putting this gift out. Yeah.
What if it's the result of a paternity test or a pregnancy stick or, you know, something along those lines? And this whole time he just had no idea because he was too proud.
I would open it. If I were in his house, I would just sneak in there and open that thing.
Well, there was one moment of weakness that he tried to open it up. He like started to open the tape and then stopped himself. He caught it.
Wow.
What if it's like Rolling Stone tickets?
Oh, it was concert tickets?
Yeah, it was concert tickets.
Boy.
What do you gain from my opening this?
Press.
Like, what do you think gets him off every Christmas? He's takes it out. He's like, oh, yeah. I haven't opened this. Oh, my gosh. This is just me. Like, what do you think he thinks he's getting from not opening it? What?
He probably felt like he was teaching her a lesson at first.
Yes. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she was teaching him a lesson. After year two, when he's like, I still haven't opened your gift. And she's like, well, do you still have it? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, then I'm winning.
Yeah. I think this is evident. This probably tells us a lot about why she broke up with him. Mm-hmm. Who wants to be married to a man who obsesses over a gift that he was given 50 years ago?
Right. Yeah. She's like, just to prove it to you, just to prove that you obsess over gifts. And that's the reason I'm breaking up with you. I'm giving you this gift just to prove it. And then he did.
Yeah, I think his point is, see how I treasure this thing that you gave me? This could have been you. See how I would have been so faithful and honorable to you over all this time.
And creepy.
And I would have been your Prince Charming dream come true, but you threw me away. And see how I still treasure this gift? And she's like, you're a creepy stalker. I never want to see you again.
It's actually some of my poop.
Yeah.
It's a breakup gift. It's a fossilized turd in there now.
So he has decided to reach out to this woman and has started calling, I guess, three different phone numbers that he thought could have potentially been hers.
Oh, good. Oh, this will make his wife. This will make his wife happy for sure. Yes, you know what, honey? I'm going to end this once and for all. I'm going to end this once and for all, honey. Let's try to hunt her down. I'll quit my job. I'll do whatever it takes. We're going to end this. I'm going to do everything I can to reach her privately, and then this will be done. And by next Christmas, this gift will be gone.
I'll send her a gift, the tip of my pinky finger or a bit of my ear, whatever says I love you the most.
Yeah. So he is actually, so I said it was 50 years ago. It's actually 47 years ago that this was gift was given.
Oh, yeah.
And so
he'd be mad if you said 50 when it was actually exactly 47. He's the type of guy that's like, no, Rob, it's 47 years to the day.
47 years to the day. But so now he's hoping that he can track down the woman who broke up with him so that 50 years later, she can be involved in the ceremony to unwrap it.
Oh, my gosh.
Spoiler alert. She's not going to be interested in this.
She's probably in the witness protection program.
She may not remember him. Who are you again? Because I did that to like four dudes that year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, he's trying to find the woman, and then 50 years later, she can be involved in opening the gift, and I'm sure that it will be even less impressive 50 years later than what it was in 1970.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's something crazy that's like gone up in value a million times.
Yes.
If you want to prove that she has no power,
Mantle baseball card,
rookie card or something.
If you want to prove that the woman has no power over you, you throw it away in front of her. The minute that moment's gone, it doesn't matter what you do. The only play you have is to toss it in the garbage while she's watching and look her right in the eyes while you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if she did just give him another gift as she's like, oh, that was cool. Here's another one. And then walks out before he can do anything with it.
So she double gifts him?
She double gifts him. Yeah. So he opens it. Then they do that. The news stations are there and they're like, oh, it was actually something dumb. And then she's like, okay, well, I'm out of here. Throws him a gift and runs out the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people are saying the gift was a restraining order, and that was the irony of all this—that he was unable to open that up.
So calling her just gets him arrested.
Yeah, I hope it's something embarrassing that the gift was. It was like, oh,
used condom. Yeah,
here were the nude Polaroids you sent me back. I put them in a frame for you, you loser. And then he opens it up in front of everybody, and had like the news media, like what? It's like the opening of the Al Capone vault.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
All right. So 3 years from now, I'm sure we'll be covering the opening present.
Hopefully we can be there. Let's get a GoFundMe started so that we can be there on the day it's open.
We'll be live from the opening of the present. It's in Edmonton. So we will see if we can get our first ever, probably our second ever Canadian News AF by that point. So very excited. We'll keep you guys posted on that story. Here's a story that I thought was interesting. It comes from the great state of Hawaii, where two men who were friends for 60 years. Again, this is such a heartwarming episode of News AF with all of these long lost relationships. Two friends that were two guys who were friends for 60 years recently found out that they are, in fact, brothers.
Wow. I think that's the reverse of what normally happens.
What? Two brothers find out they're not brothers?
No, that you get sick of your brother after 60 years rather than become best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been best friends for 60 years. Here's the interesting part. If you look at the picture of them, they look like brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the fact that they've never been like, huh, none of us know who our birth parents are, and we both look like we could be brothers.
Yeah.
We should investigate that.
Yeah.
And then, so they started doing their DNA testing through Ancestry.com and found out that they were related somehow. And then the one guy's statement was, I looked at my arms and mine were hairy. And he also has hairy arms. So I knew that we were brothers. is the first time he noticed that his best friend had unusually hairy forearms like himself.
Yeah. So instead of blood brothers, you're hair brothers.
They're hair brothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, have you noticed that you have unusually hairy forearms too? Interesting. Yeah. And then they were playing around on that ancestry.com and found out that they were brothers. Do you think they were excited? Do you think it was too weird, Danny?
Only if they kiss. That's only the time. That's when it becomes weird.
Do you think they were Eskimo mean if they kissed
before?
Also?
If they kissed before. Yeah. If they kissed before they found out they were brothers and then they were like, oh no. Oh no.
We're related.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that would really make it weird. Yeah. Other than that, that might be a cool little discovery.
Do you think that that Christmas present that girl gave that guy in Edmonton was actually an ancestry.com printout that she was related to him?
Yeah, they were related and she was leaving him for the greater good, and he thought she was being a jerk.
Yeah, it's you'll understand when you open this. We have to break up.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, this is a punch like card from ancestry.com.
The guy, the two guys, back to the two brothers.
Yeah,
it's funny because they talk about, like, they're like, we've been best friends forever. We've played cribbage since we started. I was like, what 8-year-old kids are playing cribbage with each other as they grow old together?
What is cribbage?
Like, I can understand. I don't know. It's an old people card game.
Yeah.
It's wow.
You don't think that was like a slang for like hanging out at a crib?
Maybe, but at 8 years old, that's also weird.
Yeah. Now, what I thought was interesting about the story was Tyson and Danny, that do you feel like what would be the reaction if you guys went on ancestry.com and found out somehow that you were brothers?
Oh my gosh. We'd have to do a lot of detective work to figure out how and why. So then we'd probably become like the Hardy Boys.
Yep.
And start investigating.
Yeah.
And then we'd help people find out if they're siblings too by examining hairy arms and other hairy body parts.
Yeah.
It would be a whole show based on hairy parts.
What we'd have to do is we'd have to examine all of Danny's 10 siblings to see how hairy their forearms are.
And see if any of them are also related to Tyson.
Yeah. And then we'd examine my siblings to see how hairy their forearms were.
Who knew that we could totally ditch DNA and just go for body hair as a way of connecting family members?
Based on the hair of the forearms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some happy news out there for the two best friend brothers that are out in Hawaii. Let's talk about this story from Florida, where there was a man named Michael Joseph Oleksik, and he went to a Wells Fargo ATM in Cocoa, Florida, and had a snafu at the ATM where the ATM dispensed too much money. He got too much money from the ATM, so he decided to fight the ATM, Tyson.
Wait. How much money did he get extra?
The article doesn't say how much extra money he got. I don't know if it was $20 or if it was thousands of dollars. I suspect he didn't have thousands of dollars in his account.
It does talk about how much damage he caused to the machine, which was $5,000 in damage. So hopefully he got out enough to pay for the damages.
Right.
So why did he fight the machine?
It gave him too much money, so he started punching the ATM machine.
I get that. Overdraft fees are a total, they can be hard. Mm-hmm. So if you can see the ATM machine getting you close to that line that puts you into the overdraft, I'd get mad too.
Oh, but did it count as, I thought that he like was like, give me $20, and the ATM was like, okay, but like it was like hundreds stuck together and he ended up getting like $500 for free. I was thinking he was getting free money.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a slot machine where it's like he got the chameleon spin and then it's giving him all this extra money.
So you're thinking it's going against his account.
Yeah, or at least that's what he thought as the money was being spat out.
Yeah, okay, now I can understand the punching. Before I was just like, oh, like when I raced on the European team, they gave me a bank card that was only good through the season for a certain amount every month, my paycheck. And I came home in the winter and was like, oh, I'm out of money. I'm going to try using this. Oh, we used it Yeah, me and Danny went on a trip to California when I was home, and I used it, and it started working, and it was awesome. And I was like, dude, I don't know who's going to pay for this, because I never set up the account with the bank. My bike team did all that. So I was like, well, I guess worst case scenario, the bike team's going to be responsible for all this overdrafting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so here's, I never know. I never know what happened. We went back to the bike team. Nobody ever said anything about it. I had lived off of that money.
I feel like there's also a bike racing overdrafting wordplay to make there, but
there is.
I don't know the sport well enough to do it.
Yeah.
Guys, I think that I can sympathize with this man, because we know that Wells Fargo is not going to acknowledge their part of the error, and they're just going to charge him an overdraft and never refund him that. So he knew that he was getting screwed more ways than one.
He already knew, so it's just like, no matter what. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And actually, it's funny, because that $5,000 worth of damage is equal to probably the overdraft fees he was going to end up paying Wells Fargo.
Yeah, he was screwed no matter what. But it feels...
Well, and Wells Fargo probably charged him a bunch of stuff anyways, because remember that scheme they had going where they'd charge him for anything?
And he probably already had his information stolen by some hacker somewhere in, you know, Eastern Europe. So Wells Fargo's hosed him several times over.
Sign you up for a bunch of credit cards and then reject your admission, but you still had to pay the fee. And man, what were they doing? Rachel kept being like, hey, how come Wells Fargo charged me for having a checking account that I didn't use this week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was. They would open up checking accounts for you.
Yeah.
That you
and then charge you when you didn't use them.
Was this a News AF story, or this was in the...
This was a legit story, dude. Like... Millions of people were getting charged ridiculous fees through Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
And guess how many of them went to jail after taking... Like, this guy is probably there and he's being fined. None of those people who opened up all his check accounts probably
went. So you feel like this guy beat up an ATM, victimless crime?
Well, the robot inside the ATM probably suffered some kind of distress.
This is a bad look for the humans, though, in the coming war against the robots.
It's a bad look for him personally, because me, as a robot lover, I would never treat a robot this way.
Right. You would much rather make love to a robot than see it pummeled for spitting out.
By the way, when you
say... I would take care of the robot. Yes. I would try to free the robot from its... slave labor.
Right.
Let's point out that the love he will be making will be gentle and sweet, because contrary to what that guy in Spain with the first robot brothel said, a lot of that stuff the robots don't want to remember.
Right. And really, the robot brothel transaction is the exact opposite, where that you are giving the robot too much money and then doing anything but punching it in the face.
Well, you're probably still causing $5,000 worth of damage to that robot as well. Some of these guys are. That's why he had to shut down his operation and kind of go into hiding. Now it's invitation only.
I'm not even going to do that to robots. I'm going to go in there and free them. I'm going to be like
the liberator.
I'm going to go in. The liberator. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reverse Matrix.
Yeah. Not the liberator, the sex toy,
no,
Rob.
No,
liberator.
No.
Yeah.
Is that your name at the robot brothels? Robots. Here comes Tyson, the sexual liberator. That's what he'll be known in robot circles.
I'm for freedom. Yes. Danny, I'm for freedom.
That's just the cushion he brings with them to put them in a better position, Danny.
A better position to liberate them?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, this is this is a story about the maybe some abuse of the police emergency line. You be the judge. That there was a man in Florida as well who got in trouble after he tried to file a complaint against a local establishment. He called 911 after he ordered a meal at Krabby's Seafood Shack and was very disappointed with the size of the clams, Danny.
I thought that's what Yelp was for.
No, 911. He said he wanted a new order of clams for free, and they said no. So he called 911.
To report himself for not wanting to pay for the thing he ordered.
What's the restaurant called again?
It's called Krabby's Seafood Shack. Should we look them up on Yelp and see if the story checks out?
Want an extra serving of clams from these guys, I know that I wouldn't even want one serving of clams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Tyson. I'm not a clam guy.
Not a clam guy.
Rob, are you a clam? Are you a clam guy, Rob? You're from the East Coast. You probably are.
Yeah,
you're a clam man.
Fried clams, I think I'm okay with. Like clams on the half shell, I think I'd pass.
Okay.
Well, fried anything. I mean, you could probably fry a human turd in the right conditions. It might taste okay.
Yeah.
With the perfect breading.
Depending on what the diet is of the person donating. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Did you find them on Yelp?
Yeah, they have pretty solid reviews on Yelp. I'm surprised to hear the 911 complaints.
I just want to know what kind of clams this guy was eating elsewhere. Like maybe he was just, every restaurant he went to was just the most ginormous clams ever created.
Yeah.
And so this was just unacceptable. Where was he going before?
Sometimes I see on Survivor, they find that giant clam in the ocean. That looks pretty good.
I've eaten those.
Yeah.
They're not good. I mean, it tastes like a clam.
Did you call 911?
Yeah. We got a bunch of them in Samoa.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think because I kind of was, I was like, it kind of sounds like a fast foodie place where it's like drive through clams. Go ahead and, you know, so I was like, oh, well, it's no wonder, bro. But it sounds like we've got a reputable restaurant.
Yeah.
Serving a quality product that this man, for some reason, is unhappy with.
Yeah.
He called 911 three times and was told to call the non-emergency line. This is very similar to the microwave on the head incident in that this person is taking up precious resources for those who might desperately be in need of real help. And he called three times, held up the line, and then he was charged with a misdemeanor for misusing 911.
Misusing it.
Good.
Yeah. That he told the 911 dispatcher, I ordered something and it was extremely so small.
Extremely so small.
So, that extremely was extremely so small. Yeah. I like that line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was extremely so small. And they're like, well, this guy's from Florida.
Yeah. Oh, wait. This is the 911 call.
Hello?
This is 911 emergency. You should call police, fire, medical.
Yes. Can I call for an officer?
I'm sorry, you need what?
I called for an officer because I was just speaking to a dispatcher and I was telling her I buy Krabby Seafood and I ordered something that it was extremely so small and they charged me.
Okay, I need you to call back on a non-emergency line.
Okay, so who do I call?
Let me give you a number. It's 772-287-1122.
Okay, what is that for?
That's for the non-emergency number.
Yeah, but that's for an officer to come?
That's for the non-emergency number.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was extremely so small. And he talked to him like they were going to send somebody. Like he was certain once he had told him his story, they were going to be like, yeah, we'll put everybody on the case. There's going to be probably 12 fire trucks there. There's going to be 17 ambulances. Yeah. There's going to be 44 police cars.
We will have a squad car down there immediately. Arrests will be handed out. Stay right there.
Yeah. Paddy wagon on the way.
SWAT team is headed to your location.
They should start doing that. Just tell somebody that's like got a total not emergency, be like, we're sending out everybody we've got, sir, and then hang up and not answer their call anymore. So they're like, oh no, what have I done? Because guaranteed, if you're like, sir, we have a SWAT team on their way, make sure that you keep your hands in the air when they arrive, he would definitely be out of there lickety split. Yeah.
Well, should there be some sort of food police that comes in where, you know, you have some sort of restaurant SWAT?
No. Do you know how many people are going to call that all the time? We could not get enough people to be food police. You know what? We could be food police and charge $1 trillion right now and be fine.
But who do you charge, the restaurant or the person who calls?
Oh, my gosh. Nobody's going to pay either way.
Well, maybe does the food SWAT team come in and then they just like argue with the manager on your behalf?
Oh, you're thinking of like Bryson Tyson and Rob, food attorneys at law, who you can call, and we will swarm the place, take an affidavit or whatever the hell lawyers do. And yeah, we could be like arbiters for food justice.
Like, there's a hair in your waffles, Danny. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to call?
Can you call us in and then we're going to come in and debate the restaurant staff for you on your behalf?
Yeah, exactly. We come down wearing suits, looking super serious, briefcases filled with like forks and knives, and yeah, we'll settle that for you.
Yeah,
call Rob, Tyson, and Bryson.
I don't really want that job.
Well, not we well, won't do it. Our interns will do it.
Yeah,
we don't go down there. We send our interns.
I thought my wife would be good on the staff there.
Mm. Oh, so we could get Nicole to work for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about if we just filled bazookas filled with hamburgers?
The working people.
What if we just filled bazookas filled with gourmet hamburgers and would kick the door down and then shoot a hamburger in everybody's mouth?
That sounds like now we're going to get harassed by real lawyers after we come in as fake food lawyers. We'd get one job and then we'd be put out of work by all the lawsuits we fight.
Yeah.
You think people don't want a gourmet hamburger?
Shot into their mouth from a cannon. I would like to see that in slow motion. I think that would make a great slow motion video. I just don't see people like getting the hamburger so perfectly placed that they take down a bite and then it's all, you know, that's just hard to do. I don't think we have that kind of accuracy in food cannons yet.
What about a slider?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start with the slider cannon.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you did it like straight up in the air. And then people could try to catch it in their mouth.
No, have you ever seen how people aren't very good at that? They don't have a lot of good eye-mouth coordination.
So it'd just be easier to aim for somebody's face and then try to get it lined up that way?
Yeah, I think that's our safest bet. And we have to have something that shoots hard enough that we could counteract the flinching that's going to happen when they hear the boom of the cannon.
Are you thinking more of like a potato gun or more of like a catapult?
It doesn't matter. It just, maybe we, you know, they're shutting down that railgun operation in the Navy. Maybe we get a couple railguns that can railgun a slinger right into people's mouths.
All right, Danny, let's go into this story, which I thought was unusual. There is a new line of coffin from a factory in Poland, which is trying to, I guess, use the old adage that sex sells, and has released a new catalog filled with pictures of nude models, nude female models, posing in their new line of coffins.
I'm sold. I'm looking at this. I'm going to have to explain this this window I've just opened to my wife later. So thank you for that, Rob. But yeah, why not? You know, you're dying. If they're telling me if these models have been laying in the coffin, I will soon be laying in, then yes.
Yeah. So the coffin manufacturer is called Lindner, and they have done, I don't know, I feel like this is a pretty tasteful coffin shoot.
Ooh, it's a calendar.
Yeah. Tyson, have you gotten a chance to take a look at the Lindner calendar of coffins for 2018?
Okay. Not yet. How did we get up one? By doing business with them?
By doing a Google image search first. Do it in front of your wife so you have nothing to hide.
Okay. Are they not on... it's not on the... It's the link isn't on the document?
It's there. It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay, I'll find it.
Yes. It's about the Polish coffin company that has decided to make a calendar for 2018. I mean, I'm sure it probably beats whatever they had for the 2017 calendar.
Yeah, maybe. And let's say you go into a mortuary to pick out your coffin, right?
Right.
It's a dark, depressing moment. This might be just the kind of lightheartedness you need to, you know, make that experience a little bit more pleasant. But my question is, what mortuary, you know, with their ties all done up, their black ties, black suits, which mortuary is going to hang this calendar on their wall? I just don't see that happening.
Oh yeah, it's like when you go to like not like a Home Depot, but like before they had Home Depot, you'd go to a tool store.
Or my neighbor's garage growing up, he had really racy calendars.
Yeah, with like Makita.
Garage, yeah.
In his garage, yeah.
Makita tools. And that's how they were. That's how it was. I remember that. Mm-hmm. So these coffin guys are just taking it to that level.
Tyson, is it true that they got Aris to shoot this calendar photo shoot?
Yeah, he took all the pictures.
Guys, this calendar has already been a hit since 2009, so we're coming in late in the game.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't need us or our reporting to become a hit because it's already taken off.
Yeah. Good for them. Yeah. I have to say, I think this was a smart business model because I feel like that looking at the coffins themselves, these look like these are pretty cheapo coffins that they've got these models posing in. Looks like this is probably like a $99 coffin that they're probably marking up to be a couple grand with this photo shoot.
Get rigor mortis before you die.
Yeah.
Oh, I would do business with these guys.
You would.
If they were really 99-cent coffins.
By the way, their coffins do look sucky. Like, those the rats are going to get right into that coffin.
Right.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You're dead.
You're right. Yeah.
That's true.
Like, I want to be buried in a garbage sack.
Yeah, we've already talked about this, Tyson. You and I are going to be flung into space using giant trebuchets.
Yeah, but I think I want to change it now.
Dude, you're going to leave. What? You're going to leave me to orbit the world naked on my own?
Listen to this, though. I want to make a public funeral so everybody can come, but then just have me wrapped up in plastic bags that are like mostly see-through, like white garbage bags that are pulled tight around my body.
And where is the garbage bag going to go?
In the ground.
In the ground.
Actually, that's a good idea, because doesn't plastic take thousands of years to decompose? Mm. So yeah, wouldn't that preserve your body like a mummy?
No, because a mouse could just bite right through it.
Mm-hmm.
And would.
And we know that you probably are going to taste exactly like the food you eat, which is candy. So the mice are going to be all over you.
They're going to love it.
Yeah. Boy, Danny, how do you want to go? You still want to go go into space?
So I'm going to get someone to build, you know, like a 100-story high trebuchet.
Okay.
I'm going to be totally naked, curl
Does
up into
to
the...
Does it have to be a trebuchet? Could we use the same rail cannon that we were using to...
Oh, yeah. So we'll retire the hamburger rail cannon.
Okay.
And we'll load me up into it because they're going to be super cheap when the Navy starts selling them.
Yeah.
And we're just going to rail gun me into orbit. Hopefully I stay together. If I don't, that's not a big deal because then my parts will be spread over an entire continent. Who wouldn't want that? But if I make it into orbit in one piece, then I'm going to orbit the Earth frozen naked until I re-enter the atmosphere, and then I'll be a beautiful falling star.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, burn up. Or what if you stick to the windshield of the space station?
Yeah, and they turn on the wipers and wipe my frozen corpse off. I will make some anatomical adjustments just to account for shrinkage that happens at death and in space, but it will still be pretty much true to size, which will be shocking for most people.
All right. So let's touch on this story that this is an update to a story that we had touched on a couple of weeks ago about the...
Wait, Rob, stop. I want to say right now that I attempted to watch the Princess's Christmas.
Yes.
What was it?
No, the Christmas Prince.
Christmas Prince. And it was harder to watch. I watched half of it, and it was more painful than the Emoji Movie by leaps and bounds.
I should have come to your house and watched it with you?
No, I was hitting the 10-second skip button near the end, was like nonstop.
Well, you watched through the entire thing?
No. I mean, near the end of my watching it. And then I turned to my wife, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Couldn't dance.
And she was in tears and loved it?
It was... like Netflix was right to question the people who could sit there.
Yeah, but isn't it a Netflix movie?
Yes. It is. Yeah. So, well,
what about this other Netflix movie with Will Smith and the orc?
Okay, get that one? Great ratings.
So it doesn't have to get good ratings. That's what I read. Is that Netflix has a different model than your people putting out theater blockbusters, and so they don't have to worry about ratings quite as much as the traditional movie market.
Yeah. Okay.
And the Princess's Christmas or whatever the hell it was is proof of that.
Yeah. So what do they just, they just need people to sign up for Netflix to get stuff? Like, so they just like, oh, there's a Will Smith movie on Netflix. Let me sign up for
Netflix. Yeah, seriously. But that Christmas movie, I felt like if we got budget, if we got a budget, we, us three, we could make a movie equal to that movie, at least.
But doesn't Will Smith...
not Bright. I'm not talking about to his movie. I'm saying to the Christmas movie, we could make a better movie.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do like Will Smith's movie did not get great ratings. In fact, it was belittled by most critics. Yep. I didn't see it. Doesn't Will Smith have any artistic integrity, or does he not have any?
Who cares? I just want a giant fat check.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But Will Smith already has a bunch of giant fat checks, so now wouldn't he care about the product he's
Dude, once you make money, you need to make more money.
Yeah.
You're not like, oh, I think I made him up.
Dude, there's always a bought with the money before.
Yeah, there's always a bigger Gulfstream that needs to be purchased. All right. Mm-hmm. So you, artistic integrity, they're the people who die and their art isn't recognized until long after they've committed suicide.
Yeah.
Those are the people who have artistic integrity. You got to take the check because all art will be ridiculed at some point in time. So you might as well just get your money while you're alive.
Okay. So that's your advice to any young starving artists.
Yeah, because I tried artistic integrity. It didn't get me anywhere. But if I could go back in time, I would have played country music like Taylor Swift to get into the market. And then slowly, like you said, if you want, you can slowly, once you've built an audience, go into whatever you want and probably lose most of them. But I would seriously
I tried to tell you to sell out.
You were smart. And now here you are defending artistic integrity. Well, I've
not
gone the complete other way.
At all. I'm just saying Will Smith's questionable. Maybe not. Like Leonardo DiCaprio. He only takes roles he thinks are going to be good is what I'm told.
Like the beach.
That was before. That was when he sold out to get to where he is now. Now he can have artistic integrity.
Yeah. And, well, there are people who can do that. Like Rush claims they've always just done what they've wanted.
No, I believe that.
But most people, it's getting a check is more important than artistic integrity.
Well, we got to keep that those Christmas overlords happy, Danny.
Exactly. You got to create the garbage they can push on
15
you.
15 presents.
Yeah, the Christmas machine isn't going to operate itself.
Nobody's going to open up just one present an hour.
Nope.
Yeah.
You got to put out garbage.
Just like Tyson after he dies. Yeah.
Well, what should I do? I mean, maybe I guess I can still go into space. Are we going to be holding hands, Danny?
So our hands will be duct taped together. So for eternity, since we know duct tape lasts for eternity, we will be chained together until we re-enter orbit.
Is this
and then
before
we'll break
or
apart.
After the Ancestry.com declares you guys brothers?
It's after. And then as we break apart, Tyson, as we come back to Earth, we'll break apart and we'll split up like a beautiful flare gun falling star type of a thing. It'll be awesome.
Rob, you wind in on this? You're our same age.
Yeah, what would that be? Would it be more like a... would that be more like a W then?
Well, no, it'd be a star. Because think about it. So that'd be even better.
Our bodies are all touching.
Hands and feet are also intertwined.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so beautiful. It'd be like a human throwing star.
Yeah, we have to die remotely like close together though, right?
No.
I think we will.
Yeah.
We'll just do like a weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Pretend we're alive until we can get all our bodies together.
Okay, so this is the pact we are making with each other.
Okay.
That whoever dies first.
Is this a living will?
The other two.
I think we need a public notary.
The other two have to weekend at Bernie's him until they pass. And
my wife
are dead. The last remaining one is going to have to weekend at Bernie's two guys at once until they pass. And then our wives will know the plan and enact it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was to die suddenly and the lawyers came forward with this podcast, she's going to be real disappointed. Actually, this is law. It's public record.
The cover story that you could use is like, oh no, Tyson's not dead. I'm just posing him for the 2019 Linden's calendar.
Yeah.
That's why he's naked.
I've got to fly him out to Poland. And that's a whole movie in itself. Getting my dead body over to Poland for the Linden calendar
You order one of those coffins online. You could ship it. That's cargo.
Am I naked? Can you pose me naked with some milk and flowers?
No, you don't fly in the cargo or in the ship. You're in the cargo store. your luggage.
I still
want to
look beautiful.
Point. Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, so it's agreed then.
All right, we figured that out. So the identity has been found of the person who watched B-movie 357 times in 1 year, and it turns out...
So she says. True. This could be just a lady like being trying attention. To get a little publicity, yeah. Living her 15 minutes.
A baby.
I kind of believe that because kids latch on to movies and TV shows. And honestly, that's why kids YouTube is such a success because kids will watch that stupid crap over and over again. So there, that
we
makes
talked
it,
about this last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
plausible.
We were on the case on this.
Yeah. We already knew it. Cause we, I was like, Bergen watches case. The Good Dinosaur 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah. So, this woman, Gemma, she has a baby and the baby wouldn't stop crying unless they watched a B movie. And so they tried other movies. This little brat doesn't want to watch anything else except for a B movie.
What a Seinfeld fan.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
She's going to be horrified when she sees Seinfeld and it's like, that is the same. Is that the bee? Do bees grow into humans?
Yeah. And then we also, at this hour, I have some late breaking news.
Uh-oh. Breaking news are happening now.
Okay. This is a pretty incredible story that came in right as we were recording this show. This is a story, there are a lot of people out there who are talking about the flat earth, but this is something that's even hotter right now. And there is a new book by an author named Rodney Clough his book is entitled World's Top Secret. The Earth is hollow, and not only is the Earth hollow, it's filled with aliens.
No, it's worse than that. It's filled with the worst people on Earth. He says it's an underground utopia lit by its own sun, and it is inhabited by Nazis and Vikings. Hmm. They're like the last people in the world that you would want to go and live with.
Yeah.
He says there's only two entrances to it.
Okay.
One is the North Pole, and the other one is the Himalayas.
Okay.
And but if you can get in, it's like the Garden of Eden, except for the people who live there.
So it's the Garden of Eden, but it's filled with really terrible people.
Yeah.
Now, when you say Vikings, former football players from the Minnesota Vikings?
No. Yeah. We're talking rape and pillage Favre. Vikings, cutting off heads, landing to their giant ships and killing entire villages. Those are the people you get to live in the hollow earth Garden of Eden with.
And the Nazis. Them and Nazis.
Yeah, they're all there. Mm-hmm. But how do you explain volcanoes then? Does this guy have an explanation for that stuff?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of things he doesn't have an explanation for, but it doesn't matter. Even if it's the greatest paradise ever, I don't want to live in a place, an underground Hawaii with Nazis and Vikings. That sounds like a nightmare.
I don't really feel like you would be a target of theirs.
Tyson, I don't think Vikings care. You don't think Vikings attacked other Vikings?
Yeah, but you just get in with the strongest Viking gang.
By
the strongest Viking gang.
No, you just the day you show up, Danny, you just attack the strongest Viking there and shiv
him. Have you ever seen a Viking movie? The guy, I go to attack him, to shiv him, I shiv him. I push it all the way in. He turns around laughing, grabs me by the hair, picks me up off the ground by my hair, and then cuts my head off and then drinks out of my skull for the next 100 years. That's exactly what happens. I've seen enough movies to know that this doesn't end well for me if I go to the hollow earth.
Yeah, but I think that's a dramatization of what an actual Viking strength is.
Oh, you think it was worse?
No.
Do you think he picks me up and tears me in half? There's no good ending for me. This guy's been living this. The problem with that is that the Viking has lived a life of pain and suffering and warfare. And
no, he's chilling in the Garden of Eden, dude. He's
relaxed. He's killing Nazis.
Fat off of mother's milk.
He's fat off of Nazi flesh that he's been feasting on for 100 years. I'm not going there because it sounds like hell. It sounds like he's just explained hell. It's almost paradise with a terror twist. That's exactly what hell would be. You're like, oh, this is beautiful. And then a huge Viking comes out and tears your arm off. Like, that's hell.
Okay.
An almost perfect place.
All right. Well, no, I guess we'll see if some more news breaks over the next week about the what's going on inside the hollow earth filled with Nazis and Vikings. Is there any developments coming up?
That doesn't sound like a paradise.
How many presents do they get on Christmas before I check that out?
Well, that is the nice thing about Nazis and Vikings.
they don't celebrate.
What do the corporate overlords demand?
Oh, there are no corporate overlords, because the minute you become rich down in the hollow earth, you become a target.
Vikings.
Vikings. Okay. Yeah.
Or the Nazis.
It doesn't sound... It's sounding a little bit better.
It's sounding better. No. You don't want to go to the hollow earth, especially if this guy's going to be there, because he did look a bit crazy. And the funny thing is, he was dumping on flat earthers.
Yeah.
He's like, those flat earthers are so stupid.
They don't know what's going on there. Okay. All right. Danny, do you have any things in your holiday bolt hole?
Or in my hollow boat hole?
Hollow.
My hollow boat hole is filled with Nazis and Vikings.
Here, hold on. Let me explain.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
By the way, the World Top Secret Our Earth is Hollow book on Amazon is going for $8 on a Kindle, but $86.13 if you want the paperback.
Wow.
The cost of paper in the Hollow Earth is through the roof.
Yeah. Is it signed?
Yeah, I don't know.
And you can order that at Amazon.com/Rob.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Use a Rob promo code to get a discount on the Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to, guys, I have other things I want to talk about as much as I love the Hollow Earth theory. First of all, an update on the Catch
Me
Outside.
What do you mean
theory? Oh, you're sorry. A fact. The Hollow Earth fact.
Yes.
The Catch Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
So I looked her up recently and I was having a discussion with someone. They said she's made quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
So it appears
she better not go inside the Hollow Earth. She'd be a huge target. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no Me Too movement there. Everyone's a victim. Anyway, she just paid off her mom's mortgage. So I'm beginning to wonder if the rumors of her financial success are actually true. Because for Christmas, she posted a video that she made herself of her giving a check to her mom to pay off her mortgage.
Do you think her mom really paid off her mortgage?
Yeah. So she's taken her mom and cashed her outside her house and paid off that house. So that's a feel-good story from 2017.
We were major haters that we said that, what is she doing? She said that, I believe she said that she was going to be bigger than Taylor Swift. I think, I forget exactly which pop diva was the object of her ire at the moment. Maybe Katy Perry. But look, she's made some paper. We made fun of her videos, but she's...
Catch me outside. How about that?
I think she said she made Dr. Phil. But
She made Dr. So she's helped Dr. Phil this year
right now.
Yeah. So not only did she give Dr. Phil a present earlier this year, now she's giving her mom a present. This, I think, is the feel good story of 2017.
Yeah. She's making
all those other ones
are
garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Danny, see, she's somebody who has followed her creative ambition and didn't sell out her own
artistic integrity. Yeah. You're right.
She never not once sold out.
So I think that she might
make
also
Netflix Christmas special.
She is my example. Moving into 2018, I think that I'll get a calendar of her in Coppins, put it on my wall, and look to it whenever I need inspiration for 2018. I'll get rid of that calendar I have of kittens struggling.
Forget it.
And
hang
her
in there.
Yeah, so hang in there. She's going to be my inspiration for 2018. I don't think I can actually legally have a picture of her on my wall, but I'll think of her. whenever I need inspiration.
Yes.
Is she the 2017 News AF Person of the Year?
Oh, well, no. Let's release our list.
Let's not.
Most interesting reveal that yet. The year.
Okay.
There's a lot of people on that list, Tyson. We don't want to give away the top person. Our Person of the Year. Time Magazine Person of the Year. We've got our own.
Yeah. We've got our own real Person of the Year. The People's Person of the Year.
Yeah, now that was our News AF Person of the Year.
Well, I don't know. The guy who changed his name to like McCheeseburger, he's pretty big. He's pretty
This is our we really do need, like, if there is a listener who feels like that they have the qualifications to be some sort of a News AF historian,
impartial judge,
that I feel like that we have there's so much News AF happening that our memories are very fleeting. And I think it's very hard to remember things that we're talking about in like February or March.
Yeah,
it would be great to have somebody sort of like knowing where all of the naked Polish model bodies are buried.
Yeah, maybe we could have the listeners suggest persons of the year AF or something along those lines, because they probably have their own people that they've kept, you know, in mind as they've gone throughout the year that we've mentioned who've really inspired them.
Yeah, or have like they've been unable to get them out of their heads. Mm-hmm. So as they're at work and they're just constantly thinking of McCheeseburger, the man who changed his name from John Smith to McCheeseburger or whatever.
There's so many. I wish I could remember them all. This is the problem with life.
The Mad Pooper. Like you said, the Mad Pooper's a big one.
Yeah, the Mad Pooper, which, by the way, I saw a story about another Mad Pooper who was making the news.
Oh, a copycat.
The copycat pooper.
Yes. And I also want to give a quick shout out to Matt Rubio, who compiled the News AF Best of 2016 moments as well. No word yet on if Matt Rubio had that much time on his hands in 2017 for such a similar endeavor.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, Harambe.
It's easier to just...
Harambe, I'm pretty sure it was 2016.
Yeah, I think that you would rather be a copycat pooper than compiling an entire year's worth of stuff from News AF. It's just easier to poop in public than to put that all together.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'll try
by cheering and jeering people.
Which one?
Both.
Okay. Oh, but
Danny, did you have any other stories in the bolt hole?
So I had one other story, Rob. You mentioned you didn't gain any weight over the holiday season due to your illness.
Yes.
Christmas obviously makes you sick. But a lot of people, they put on some weight because it's just hard not to. I can't even tell you how much candy I have upstairs. I've been living off of hot tamales and gummy worms for
little bit. Is that all you can think about right now?
Christmas candies, Danny.
I don't care. I was telling my wife I should invent a diet called the hot tamale purge.
Oh no.
Or hot tamale cleanse. And you know it's working when you have blood coming out, because I imagine that's going to be the
result. How do you know it's blood?
Result.
How do you know it's not just like
that's the thing you don't know.
Number four.
Yeah.
You just know that it's burning and it's red. That's how you know the cleanse is working. Okay. But there's one diet.
And what are the benefits of this cleanse?
Well, you get to eat a lot of hot tamales, so that makes your mouth, you get a really bad aftertaste, and that makes you not want to eat. Okay. And then you have the cleanse that is the red substance that comes out, and the burning also makes you not want to eat.
Yeah. Huh. Could you just eat a ghost pepper? Would that be quicker?
Oh my, I wonder, I think there is a pepper cleanse that I would not be surprised to find out there's a pepper cleanse. It's the worst cleanse out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you
like,
think the pepper cleanse is the worst cleanse out there? Like a jalapeno cleanse?
Yeah.
Jalapeno juice cleanse where they juice the pepper.
Is that something they do? That would be bad.
Tyson, have you ever done a cleanse?
I tried once, but then I read a thing that said that juice cleanses are a hoax. They said the only reason we'd need to do juice cleanses is if we didn't have livers that cleanse our bodies.
Well, guys, there's a diet out there you should not try.
Which one?
Now, the breatharians, we covered that.
Yes.
And that is just for people who want attention. And it's not really a diet. It's an attention getter.
Yeah.
There is a diet out there that is called the water diet.
No, don't do that.
Do not do the water diet. The water diet bans all foods but water, tea, and coffee. And okay. people are like, well, I'm
like
losing
coffee,
weight.
Though.
Yeah, people are like, I'm losing weight. And yeah, you are, because you're not eating anything. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand.
It's mostly gray matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is, I'm just out here, if you're looking for a holiday diet and you're wondering which fad to choose from, because there's a lot, right?
There's a lot of fads, and there's more and more growing every day.
Yeah.
The bacon only fad was a favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The bacon only, that's a good fad. That's probably safer. Not in the long run, but safer in the short term than the water diet. Don't do the water diet. Stay healthy. If you have to choose between a fad, do Tyson's bacon diet.
Do the bacon
diet. No, that's not. Why are you linking me to that? I did not come up with that.
The bacon 90.
Yeah.
We'll call it, 90. That's what we'll call it. The bacon 90.
The
90 days
bacon
of bacon.
Bacon 90 challenge. So what you have to do is you have to eat bacon only for 90 days and you challenge your friends to do it. And then it raises awareness.
No, let's not even
for
create
broken arms.
This. Yeah, this
it
is
raises
this
awareness
is a bad
for broken
idea.
Arms for kids with broken arms.
I can imagine how bad you'd feel after 90 days of bacon. You probably would be immobilized.
You'd
be so greasy. At least
okay,
your skin would be super
it's on.
Moist.
I bet I could eat only bacon for 90 days and be fine.
No, I think you could. I think you could do it. I think that if you just do anything, like I've heard like Penn Jillette talk about it, if he went on the potato diet. Like if you just say, okay, this is the only one food I'm going to eat.
Yeah, that's true. We had a guy who did Twinkie diet.
Yeah.
And we've had someone do McDonald's diet.
Like you'll get
and
sick
they both
of
said
it.
They lost weight.
Yeah.
So you're right. That it actually probably would work.
At some point, four Big Macs every meal isn't appealing anymore, and you're just kind of like, I'm going to skip out on that one.
Yeah, today. And then eventually you'll get hungry enough, and then you'll eat just enough to get by. I think if you can just like restrict. The problem is that the palate of all the foods in the world of like that you
we have
want,
a variety.
Yeah,
we have a large
variety
of foods.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah. If we only had like, let's say, Brussels sprouts and asparagus.
Right. Oh, you'd have terrible gas, and your pee would smell horrible. You'd be like a moving stink bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could get to the point where a great Christmas gift would be a warm meal, I think then you've got it figured out.
then
let's hope we can.
Good.
Let's hope we can get Christmas to the point where everybody's grateful just for a warm meal.
Mm-hmm.
I think they already have that in a lot of the Eastern Bloc countries.
Well, a lot of places in the world, that is like, that's the best part of Christmas is the hot meal that you get once a year. I mean, I wish my kids could understand that because then they'd appreciate the presents a lot more.
Right.
Yeah,
like when you had nothing and you had to scrape together a nickel to get down to the store and buy a gift. And it's like, you took our food money and bought me a present with it. Oh, this is the greatest miracle ever.
And actually,
it's an orange. It's a fresh orange. And
it's a fresh
after
orange.
They eat the orange, they hang the peel on the fence outside to brag to their neighbors that somebody got an orange for Christmas.
And actually, the water, all these fads, diets are just a sign of how well we have it, because a lot of people look at these diets in the some of the developing world and are like, that's actually my meal every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, this is our diet to help us lose weight after eating 10 pounds of food every day for the last month.
Right. John Tinkham says, I couldn't eat after Danny described his kidney stones. It's the Danny diet and it works.
It worked, yeah.
Go back to was it last week or 2 weeks ago that you talked about how you took all
ago.
The pain pills?
So we just have to have Danny at the end of each episode describe his kidney stone pain.
No, I think it's just
experience.
An app where he goes into great detail about the whole story. And you just
so when you're hungry, you
morning.
Open up the app, and it's a video of someone describing something disgusting, and it puts you off eating food. You're like, man, I'm feeling weak. I'm feeling hungry. Open up your app.
I think
app.
They already have that. It's called Dr. Pill Popper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, ugh, those are bad.
Not
I can't
pill
believe.
Popper, doctor.
No, I know you. Pimple popper or
pimple popper.
Ingrown hair remover. If you have either of those, you don't want to eat, especially nothing
so,
like.
So that's the new diet. So you watch one of those immediately before eating,
right?
So every
especially
time
in
you
an eclair,
watch one of those.
You won't want to eat an eclair after that.
Yeah, definitely not. Or a jelly donut.
Okay.
Or a jelly. Right. You're welcome to all those looking for a reason not to eat right now. Tyson and I just gave you one.
Yeah.
Yep. Jelly donuts.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, what a great final News AF of the year. When we come back, it will be 20 18, believe it or not, when we do our first podcast of the year on January 2nd, 2018. Do you guys have any big New Year's plans? I know you guys don't drink.
No.
Danny
was going to try drinking for the first time.
Yeah, what you're going to do? I figured at 39 would be the perfect time to take up drinking.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the other hard drugs I never did.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this makes sense now that I've got three kids. Let's find out if I'm an alcoholic.
What's a normal New Year's for you, Danny?
Oh, my gosh. Trying to keep everybody's expectations on the reality level. It's like...
So what does that look like? What does that... Like, you go to a party and you tell everybody...
No. This is not even going to the party. Why do you want to go to a party? Oh, because you think it's going to be awesome? No, because then you want to move on to the next party because you realize this party hasn't met your expectations, but the party just over the hill will meet your expectations.
So my job... Grass is always greener.
Yeah. My job is to keep you from thinking that by reminding you that no New Year's party ever in the history of man has met the expectations of those who attend that party.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying just stay at home.
Stay at home, watch the Christmas Princess, and maybe eat a warm meal and think about how well you've got it.
And listen to you describe your kidney stones.
Or just listen to News AF with some candles lit and just appreciate how awesome your 2017 was. Even if it was horrible, it's probably still better than that guy.
Better than the people in the Hollow Earth, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be glad you're not living in the Hollow Earth running from Nazis and Vikings.
Rob, what are you going to do? Are you doing a mom party celebration or anything?
Listen to this, that Danny, you should be thankful on 2017, December 31st, that you're not at my house, because this is what my wife has planned. Uh-oh. She is having all of her mom friends bring their kids over at 11 o'clock in the morning to celebrate the clock striking 12 noon. And they're going to have a party with a bunch of kids at my house and watch New Year's Eve videos on Netflix. Like, why are we doing this? Who is this for?
Send me to the Hollow Earth.
From the next, from last year?
No, they have like videos if you want to like put your kids to bed. They have like a 10-minute like countdown video of like stupid cartoon characters. How bored are you people?
Send me to the Hollow Earth. If you're giving me a choice between those two things, yeah. I would definitely rather go to the Hollow
Earth. The kids are going to be like throwing confetti in the air at my house? Why? Why do kids don't even understand the year?
Yeah. If I go upstairs and I see a kid in my house that I don't recognize, I go find somewhere I can hide.
Yeah. She said, you're not invited to our... I said, please.
Oh, now I'm uninvited. So now you're going to... Now you have the freedom to go, Rob, and be like, well, you told me I was uninvited.
Yeah. I was like, I thought I was just going to relax and watch football on week 17 of the NFL season. Now, good. I can have, a house filled with 2 and 3 year olds that aren't
strangers.
Mine. Right.
Yeah. But don't you have a TV up in your studio?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, but that, like, I won't be like, Nicole, why isn't your a-hole husband coming down while this party is going on?
Wait, are the husbands all coming over too?
I suspect that they are.
Only those who have their balls in their wife's purse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, why don't you go to a bar that's showing the game and you can watch football there?
What am I, a degenerate? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
We don't know what people do who like to watch football. Because Tyson and I don't.
What do people who like to watch
here.
Football do?
I have it here.
Okay. Just be the guy on the phone commercials that's always watching football on his phone at social occasions.
Nobody likes that guy. And then it's not like that. It's not like that. This won't involve me at all. It's not like that. My wife won't be like running around
do most of it.
You have to do this. You have to set this up. You have to get this ready. You have to get this ready. You know, it'll be a nightmare.
You're done, Rob. Yeah. You're done.
Right.
You can come to Arizona and play pickleball and go golfing.
I would love to. And I don't even know how to do any of those things. But look, at least the 2-year-olds will celebrate and have a happy new year.
At noon.
At noon. and not know what the hell.
I'm sorry.
Going.
I didn't realize how well I had it.
Yeah, Danny, see?
This is
yeah.
why I need to
Danny's
hear
over here. You're practicing your own. You didn't realize how well you had it. Where just a warm meal and being at your own house and not yeah. having to do anything.
This is why I need to hear stories like this so I can be reminded of how awesome my life is compared to yours. Yeah.
And then I just need to open up the app and say, okay, well, at least I never had a kidney stone.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yet.
It's all
yeah,
happening.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great job. Do we have a hashtag, a final hashtag of 2017?
Listeners, hashtag, please.
Hollow Earth.
No, we don't want to give that guy any more attention.
Yeah, he's already created that hashtag and he's like,
bacon diet? What is it?
The all bacon diet?
All bacon diet? The bacon 30?
The bacon 30.
The bacon 90.
The bacon 90? Yeah. It was the bacon,
yeah, it was
90.
Bacon 90. It was 3 full months of just bacon.
Oh, I don't think you're going to make it 90 on the bacon.
That's what I was saying. That's why it's the bacon 90.
No, I could make it. You don't think I could eat bacon only for 3 meals a day or 5 meals a day? It doesn't matter how many meals, as long as it's just
Tyson,
only bacon.
You can't. You couldn't even make it 30 days.
Imagine like at the end, I'm just eating raw bacon because I'm so acclimated to bacon.
Lying on the floor of your bathroom, just eating raw bacon that's hanging out of your mouth. It would be a disgusting sight, but that's what you want because you got to break down the body before you can rebuild it.
Yeah, you do.
All right. The B90 diet, is that it?
Okay, sounds good.
The B90
diet.
Tyson, quick, just give us the 30-second commercial for the B90 diet.
Okay. Tired of trying to put the time in to lose weight by exercising and eating properly? Now we've got the bacon diet. 90 days of your favorite food, bacon. No exercise, no other foods. You can drink an occasional soda. B90X.
The soda's going to ruin it. Then,
Tyson, the last line should be, let shame be your motivation.
Yeah. I think you need the personal endorsement. Like, hi, I'm former professional athlete, Tyson Apostle.
Yeah. Hi, I'm former professional athlete, Tyson Apostle. I used to be a professional cyclist. After my career, I ballooned up to an astronomical 372 pounds. After the B90X diet, where I ate only bacon for every meal, as many meals as I wanted a day, I was never hungry because I always could eat more bacon. I lost 322 pounds, bringing me to 180 pounds.
And my joints have never felt more lubed.
Lubed.
I used doctors have been back on a BLT, but now I cut out the L and the T, and now I just eat the B.
Can I have a low carb BLT?
Let me tell you about the diet. The doctors are hiding from you.
Yeah,
the government's kept bacon a secret
Provo
for 100 years.
Provo man figures out quick trick to losing weight, makes
one simple trick
and dietitians furious.
I bet they are mad.
Okay.
I got a review here too.
All right, what do you
awesome.
Got?
Let's hear it.
Hold on. If it's too negative, we should call 911.
Okay, it's not. It's a 5-star.
Okay, good.
By Sassy Sideburns with a Z. Great podcast, 5-star. Unique podcast discussing the endless supply of strange things and even stranger people in this world. Love their banter and their dry humor is top notch. I've never missed an episode.
Wow.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? Okay. Boy, Cash Me Outside Girl had a better year than all of us. How does that feel?
It actually doesn't feel very good.
Yeah, it stings a lot.
I'll probably drown my sorrows in bacon.
Yeah, I'm definitely going on B90X.
It does suck to think that she had a better year than me.
Yeah.
In some ways. In other
but
ways,
it's one
not
year.
So well.
It's only 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, fortune's wheel turns slowly. She'll end up at the bottom soon enough.
Yeah. And when that day comes, Danny's giving as many presents as his kids want.
That's the day I'll celebrate. Forget the birth of Christ. I'll celebrate the crumbling of Cash Me Outside Girl's career. Kids are getting presents all over the place.
Hey, don't be a hater, Danny.
I'm not. I'm just using her as a means to celebrate.
Appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to be. She got out. Don't be like one of the other crabs trying to pull her back down.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. You're right, guys. Yeah. All this trash are in private.
While you're chowing down on bacon and
bacon and crying
behind the shower curtain in your bathroom.
Wiping my tears away with my greasy hands.
Mm-hmm. Hiding in your bathtub behind the shower curtain with your faucet running so it sounds like you're taking a shower, but you're just eating bacon and crying.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get out of here. Great job, guys. What a way to close out the year. One of the best News AFs of the year, in my mind. So congratulations on that. Follow Danny Bryson on social media, at Danny Bryson. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. If you want to find out more about the B90 diet coming up in 2018. I'm at Rob Sisbier. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. We'll be back next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.